This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We continue in our series on Tefillah. We're up to Vayivarech David. The series on Tefillah is sponsored by our dear friends in Los Angeles, Vitzal Rosely Nishmas, his brother Tzviv and Levi Yitzchak, his Hashem Shem and Aliyah, be a male social for his whole family, Ad Bias Goel Tzedek. We are now learning about Vayivarech David. Baruch Ato Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehyeh Bedvarei. Vayivarech David is what we call the part of davening, V'nazkir Shimcha. There are five parts of Psukei de Zimra. Negadelcha, Gidol, braiding, that's Haidu, where we braid Psukim from throughout Tanakh to form common themes from various Psukim. U'neshabechacha, we're meshabeach our lot in life. Even if things seem difficult, we say Toiv Hashem Lakol, it's all good. The next part is Unifa'ercha, the crown of human history. It's the summit of human history, the five stages of the Yimayis HaMashiach. The first Halleluka before it comes, second one while it's coming, third, the song of the universe when Mashiach comes, the fourth, the song of Tchiyas HaMesim, and the fifth, the Olam HaNeshamos. That's Unifa'ercha. Now we're up to V'nazkir Shimcha, we mention your name. Very important. Last week we learned in Vayivarech David and V'chor Yisimai Abris, two times we say, we mention the name of God. Number one, we say in Vayivarech David, U'mahalalim l'shem tifartecha. And then at the end of V'chor Yisimai Abris, V'atasalcha shem. Remember the name of God. Remember the name of God. And we explain that in the summit of the success of King David, as Shlomo HaMelech is taking over the throne, and he could have been Mashiach, there's always a danger of forgetting where our power comes from, and therefore this is the appropriate time to always remember the name of God. Why do we stand for Vayivarech David? Shulchan Aruch brings in Siman and Aleph, the minhag is to stand for Vayivarech David. We were just sitting for Mashiach and Tchias HaMesim and Olam HaShemos, why are we getting up now? So, in the Sefer Emes LeYaakov, he says a wonderful explanation. There's an idea that when people bring Bikurim, that the onlookers stand up for them, because there's a concept that you stand up for those who perform a mitzvah. So since, during Vayivarech David, you give tzedakah, so people in the shul are giving tzedakah, so they're doing a mitzvah, so you stand up for those who are doing a mitzvah. It's very interesting. So you're getting up for those who are giving tzedakah. By the way, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, that's the reason when the Chassan and Kala come in, people stand up. Why is everyone standing up for them? Who are they? President of the United States? The Gadol Adar? Why are you standing up? The answer is because they're involved in doing a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Getting married. So therefore we stand up for those who are mekayim a mitzvah. Comes Rabbi Reuven Margolis in the Sefer Nefesh Chaya, and he says another reason why we stand up. Whenever you make a Birchas Hoidah, you got to stand up. For example, when you say Baruch Shamar, you stand. When you say Yishtabach, you stand. Vayivarech David is a Birchas Hoidah. We say, Vayivarech David es Adonai Eloheinu kol hakol, Vayomer David, Baruch ata Adonai Elohei Yisrael Avinu me'olam v'ad olam. We're saying a bracha. Saying a bracha, you gotta stand. That's what Rav Reuven Margolis suggests. Now, I want to share with you some amazing idea. V'chom aminim shukel emuna. Haboicheinu boidek in zeinis darayis v'chom aminim shugoyal chazak. And let me say, ha-ha-goy be'ek-yasher ek-yeh v'chom aminim shuhu v'adai. Hu or vadai shemai hazoichel mazgira tavoidech roina. Right. So we say vadai shemai. Vadai shemai. Yes, says Arizal. Vadai is the name of Hashem. Where does it come from? Vayevarech David S. Hashem, Rashi Teva is Vadai. Vadai is the name of God. Where do we ever say that? In the Chum Aminim. Vadai Shemai. Now, the Arizal says, the whole the Chum Aminim are various Shemais of Hashem. Shehu Kel Emes, Hehogoi Be'ekia Asher Ekia. Ekia is 21. Ekia times Ekia is 421. Emes. He's Kel Emes. He's Ekya Asher Ekya, 21 times 21. So Vayivarech David is the name of God. The Chida even says, Vayivarech David Hashem, Vadai, Zrosh David is Vadai. What's Vadai? Is Gematria Ekya. Vadai is 21 also. So that's the connection between Ekya Asher Ekya, Vadai Shemai. They're both the same name. The Ben Yoyada even learns that in the Gemara in Chagiga, it says Vadai Hein Hein Ma'aser Merkava. Why does it use the word Vadai? Vadai, by the way, the Rashi Tevois of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov is Gematria Vadai, and the Avois Hein Hein Merkava. Therefore, it says Vadai, which is Rashi Tevois Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Gematria, are Hein Hein Merkava. Therefore, the Gemara says Hein Hein Ma'aser Merkava. Vadai is also a Shem Kadosh, which is Rashi Teves Vayivarech David Es Hashem, which is Ekya. It's the name of Keser. It's the Shema Mefoirash. Marv Raboisai, maybe now we understand why we're standing up, because we're referencing a shame. When you reference the name of God, like we do in Mizmar LeDavid Friday night, we say Yud Kei Vav Kei 18 times, which is referring to the 72-letter name of Hashem. Therefore, we stand up. Whenever we reference the name of God, we stand. Comes the Siddur Ashla, and he says in these microscopic words, we'll try to make it a little bit bigger, he says, even in the second part of Vayivarech David, Atahu Hashem Olaikim, is Rashi Tevois 21. Heim Bechlala Oimid. When you say Atahu Hashem Olaikim, you continue to stand. Why? Because this is another name of Hashem. You need to say it standing. So the Shla is saying, the reason why we stand is because we keep on referencing the name of Hashem. Therefore, Ata, Hu, Hashem, Aleikim, is Ekya. Fine. Reb Schwab has a very wondrous take on this whole thing. Reb Schwab wants to know, why are we standing up when we say Vayivarech David? What is the chashivas of these psukim? Marv Raboisai, I'm sure you've heard before that these words, Hagedula, Vahagvura, Vahatiferas, Vahanetzach, Vahoid, Kichob Hashem Varas, Hamamlacha, Vahamisnase, Lechol, Leroish, are the seven mystical spheres. Rashi in Divrei Hayomim, now the commentary on Divrei Hayomim is not Rashi, but it's ascribed to Rashi, but the Reb Schwab said, even though Rashi himself didn't write it, it probably came from the students of Rashi, because it quotes Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Meir from Orleans, who's one of the Balei HaTosfos. And he says, L'cha Hashem hamamlacha v'hamisnasei l'cha l'roish. What does this mean, L'cha Hashem hamamlacha v'hamisnasei l'cha l'roish? Just when you thought that we gave all the praises of Hashem, and there's no other praise, so we have to realize that we've done nothing. We have to realize that we're standing in the beginning of praising Hashem. Just when you thought you really started to praise Hashem, you have to realize, L'chol L'roish, you just got going. So now at the end of the Pesuk of the Zimra, you thought, I already did Negadelcha, Neshabechecha, Nefayarcha. I realized, L'chol L'roish, I'm only up to Roish HaTishbachais. Meaning, says Reb Schwab, these praises, there's a very deep kavana, that even though we're saying the precise midos of Hashem, we're not really delving into it We're just saying headlines. We're just saying like Rashi Prakim. Similar to what Rav Shmuel Hirsch writes on the Pasuk in Timkuf Lamates, V'li ma'yakru reyecha keil ma'atzmu rasheihem. Reyecha, Rav Shamshin interprets as thought, machshava. How precious is it? Are your thoughts, when my thoughts turn to connect to Hashem, how strong, how great they are. Even Rosheim, even just the beginnings of them. Because all of my thoughts and contemplation are just Roshei Prakim and a Pesach to enter deeper arenas. But whenever we praise Hashem, we realize this is just the tip of the iceberg. And now we enumerate the Midos of Hashem as explained in the Zohar and the Sifrei Mekubalim, that Gedula, Gevura, Tiferes refer to the seven Sfirois. We're very distant from understanding their depth. We don't even begin to start to open the door. But these are the Sfirois in general, the definition of them are, these are ways that God is manifest to us. Gedula is the Midah of Chesed, without any compromise and mitigation. Gevura is Midas Hadin. So we know that Avraham was Chesed and Yitzchak was Din. Tiferes is the confluence and combination of Din and Chesed. Chesed is attributed to Avraham. He was the greatest, the paragon of Chesed, like it says, Titein Chesed li Avraham. Midas HaGevura is attributed to Yitzchak, and Yaakov is the paragon of the confluence of Chesed and Gevura. And Tiferes is sometimes called Emes. Titein Emes Liakiv. Listen to this. Emes is the actuality and the real existence. Because God wanted to create the world with Din, like Yitzchak. He realized it wouldn't exist. He had a temper with Avraham. But the reality in the end of the day is a combination. Now listen to this Remez. The epitome of rachamim is a mami, aim. Rachamim is lashon of rechem, womb. The midah of the mother. The greatest midas hadin is misa, mace. Emes is aim, rachamim of the mother. And mace, midas hadin. The combination is tiferes, emes. Emes is rachamim of aim. And mace is midas hadin. And the combination is emes. That's beautiful. The root of the word MS is aim and mace, mercy and din. Now this midah of Tiferes, Moshe wanted to understand. He said, God, show me your glory. And God said, nah, you can't see it. You could see me from behind. You could see the kesher of tefillin from the back of my nape. Now from the tefillin emanate two straps, Netzach and Hoyd. So the knot of the tefillin is the combination of din and chesed. Now the two straps of the tefillin are netzach and hoyd. Listen to this. Netzach is eternity. The influence that comes from heaven down to earth is called netzach. Netzach is ascribed to Moshe Rabbeinu because he brought the Torah and the man down from the heights to this world. Hoyd is the reflection of what is bestowed from on high to down here. Height is the reflection from taking it from down here back up. Everything that we do here is reflected up to Shemaim. That's the midah of Aaron. Moshe brought the Torah down. Aaron brought Karbanos that brought it back up. And when we have Netzach and Hoid, we say Kichol b'Shamayim uvaretz. The Shamayim and the Aretz, they're combined. From the Shamayim, it comes down to the Aretz, and the Aretz goes back up to Shamayim. But it's all included in Lecha Hashem HaMamlacha, the Malchus of Hashem. It's all emanating from God's ability. And the truth is, whatever we know about this world that we live in is we feel it's a physical world, but there is a heavenly Shamayim in Aretz, and that world is called Yesoid, and that world is called Koyol. Like Vashem Berachas Avraham Bakoil. And Chazal says it means Avram had a daughter, her name was Bakoil. Doesn't mean he had an actual daughter named Bakoil. Rabbi Yeruchim Levavitz would say, when he thinks about Olam Haba, he would say, Halavai, that my Olam Haba should be close to what Avram Avinu felt in Olam Hazeh. This Olam Yisoid is also called Tzaddik, because a Tzaddik acts in Olam Hazeh with such restraint, physical restraint, that he feels that down here in this physical world, it's like he's existing in the world of Yisoid, which is the foundation of everything, and therefore he's called a Tzaddik. That's why Yosef, who had the Midah of Yisoid, is called Tzaddik. And then we say, L'cha Hashem Hamam L'cha. Mal Macha is Midah of Malchus, which includes the whole Bria. That's why, by the way, in the Sukkah we invite the seven Ushpizin. The first day is Avraham, it's connected to Chesed, and a different Amida is prevalent each day. But every day we are emphasized more and more. The second day we emphasize Gevura, and the seventh day in Hoshana Rabbah we emphasize all seven. That's why by the Hakafos of the Hoshanas, it says a pasuk which is a tribute to each sphere that corresponds to that day. Rav Schwab says, even though in Frankfurt we don't say it, but that is the reality, and the seven strings of the harp in the Beis Hamikdash corresponded to the seven spheres. On Shabbos, there is a confluence and combination and fusion between the spiritual world and the physical world. That's why Rav Shlomo Alkavitz, he composed L'cha Doidi L'kras Kala, where the great secrets, Kala, is Rashi Tevois Ki Lashem Hamelucha. And the Doidi, God, reveals Himself in the spiritual world, and in time of Kabbalah Shabbos, they are unite, the physical and the spiritual. So Shabbos is like Olam Haba. Just like in Olam Haba, we see how the physical world is really founded in the spiritual world, that is Shabbos. And everything we just said are just chapter headings, are just the words. Each idea could be delved into further and further and further. And therefore we say when we're done, L'chol L'raish, all of this greatness is just the beginning of your greatness, just the beginning of your praise. It's just the Roshim Binyanim Elu. Now we have a small understanding how the Ne'im Zmirois Yisrael, David said, V'lima yakru re'echa keel ma'otzmo rasheim. Therefore, we stand at the time of the Amir of these psukim, and we have to be mechamein. Amen. Even though it's above our ability, we're now praising Shem Tifartecha, meaning realize, interesting, that even though we're getting, we think, okay, now we're really understanding God, and now we're really coming close to His essence. No, we emphasize in this context, Mahalim Shem Tifartecha. We're not praising your essence, we're praising your name. The name of God refers to how God is manifest, not to His essence. Rabbi Yisai, this is Vayivarech David. Thank you very much for joining today. I have to make a quick goodbye today. I want to wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos and Bracha V'Atzlacha. Thank you very much. Good Shabbos, everyone. Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.